As Afghanistan prepares for the upcoming Loya Jirga, or Grand Council, international mediators are trying to ensure that the dozens of warlords scattered throughout the country will cooperate. One of the most important power brokers is General Abdul Rashid Dostum, an ethnic Uzbek who is the de facto ruler of northern Afghanistan. Renowned for both his prowess in battle and his brutality, General Dostum is trying to foster a gentler image despite ongoing clashes with his rivals. NPR's Guy Raz reports from the northern city of Mazar-i-Sharif.
Any longtime observer of General Abdul Rashid Dostum may have done a double take at a recent conference of his former military movement turned political party. Here was the burly ex-wrestler who's been called everything from brutal, ruthless, and wicked, pressing flesh, smiling for photos, and pinching the cheeks of small children. In a speech, he evoked America's founding fathers, democracy, and national diversity. His spokesman, Faizullah Zaki, offers this description of General Dostum.
A wise, broad-minded, deep-thinking politician and a gentle human being who loves his villagers where he came out from.
Like the general these days, Zaki favors open-collar silk shirts and slick Italian shoes. He's Dostum's gatekeeper, a totally new concept in a landscape of peacetime political neophytes.
After 23 years of fighting, confrontation, and fragmentation, what Afghans need is new approaches to build a new Afghanistan. General Dostum is trying to shift the battle from military field to the political field.
The political field is everything north of Afghanistan's Hindu Kush mountain range. And while gunfire remains a familiar nighttime sound in the northern capital of Mazar-i-Sharif, a walk on the streets here seems to confirm that everyone is happy as can be with their de facto leader.
Dostum is a great warrior and a good Muslim, and it's because of him that we have peace in Mazar today.
Before the Taliban seized Mazar in 1997, Dostum's fiefdom was regarded as a bulwark against fundamentalism. Women could go to school here, and Dostum crushed any attempts by fundamentalists to establish power.
He defeated communist rule, he defeated Taliban. In the period when he ruled here in the north, it was the only island in Afghanistan which you could see the signs of civilization, culture.
But there's another version of history in Mazar.
Nobody likes his background, that's true.
General Atta Mohammed, a rival commander in Mazar with his own posse of troops, spent most of his adult life fighting against Dostum.
Sometimes he worked with the Russians, sometimes he fought them. Sometimes he was with the Taliban, sometimes against them. Sometimes he fought with the Mujahideen, sometimes against them. We don't trust his past, but we have no choice but to work with him because of his influence.
Up until March, Dostum's men regularly clashed with Atta's, but an agreement brokered by the UN between the rival commanders seems to be holding steady, but just barely. Mazar, like so many other Afghan cities, contains roving bands of gunmen, all loyal to different leaders. It's this scenario that has Alexander Thier, senior Afghan analyst for the International Crisis Group, very concerned.
One of the most worrying things now about the security situation is that Afghanistan is really again beginning to look like what it looked like in 1992 to 1994, when the country was essentially divided into about six or seven different areas, controlled by different warlords. And those boundaries, which had really disappeared in part during the Taliban era, are beginning to come back and are beginning to gel.
And while it's impossible to find anyone in town brave enough to denounce General Dostum or General Atta Mohammed, in private, people in Mazar are tired of warlord rule. A small group of educated professional men agreed to talk, on condition their names wouldn't be used.
We are sick and tired of people with guns, and Atta and Dostum are alive today because they've got the guns. If we say anything bad about any of these people, we won't be here long enough to say anything ever again.
Dostum's men are still remembered as the carpet rollers in the capital, Kabul. Residents there allege his gunmen rolled through the city, destroying everything in their path in a failed attempt to seize Kabul in 1994. A recent Human Rights Watch report accused men under Dostum's command of terrorizing ethnic Pashtun villagers in northern Afghanistan, suspected of sympathizing with the Taliban. It's with these and other events in mind that some people in the North like to quote an old Afghan saying when discussing Dostum. What you do to your enemies today, they say, you will do to your friends tomorrow. Guy Raz, NPR News, Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan.